Well, tonight at 5:30 p.m., the Pinellas County Commissioners and County Administrator Bob LaSala, in partnership with St. Pete College Seminole Campus, are hosting an open house from 5:30 to 6:45 p.m. Citizens at this time can meet their commissioners one-on-one, ask questions, provide comments and feedback on where, as the commissioners prepare the budget for fiscal year 2013, which begins October 1. In addition to that, the open house will have a live e-town hall at St. Pete College Digitorium from 7 to 8 p.m. And the commissioners will be answering questions that are either submitted through the blog. The blog opened yesterday morning at 9 a.m. It's open again today. Also, the live audience will be submitting questions, and the event will be moderated by Dick Crippen.
What is the budget process like in Pinellas County? You're getting input now, but when will it be put together and finalized and voted on?
Right now, budget process begins earlier in the calendar year, and right now we're drafting the budget, drafting some recommendations. The commissioners are on an outreach effort with this meeting here, as well as going to the city of St. Petersburg in May, as well as Safety Harbor. And the budget is not voted on until September. So throughout the spring and summer, the budget is being developed. The commissioners look at all the department's program areas, look at revenues and projections, look at shortfalls, and for the last couple of years, it's been very important to have that citizen feedback. But tonight's open house and forum, it's not just about the budget for next year, it's also about what cuts and what changes we've made to Pinellas County government over the last couple of years, and it's also having that conversation about the future and focusing on the core services.
How do things look this year? Does the county have to take a major cut again this year?
Well, at this time, and throughout the budget process, depending on the month, but right now the projections are that the Pinellas County government's budget will face another $12 million shortfall. However, the last couple of years, the county commissioners and county administrator have put in place what they call a service level stabilization fund, and what the county administrator's recommendation this year is to use some of that service level stabilization funds to shore up this year's budget as the commissioners and administrator continue to look for savings and reductions. It's kind of that glide path into next budget year. Also, some of the unfunded mandates that the state, is, such as the Medicaid, in the last couple of weeks, could have an impact on Pinellas County's budget.
And finally, if people want to get involved tonight, where can they go online to find out more information?
They can go to pinellascounty.org/eTownHall, and the blog is open all day. And the open house is 5:30 to 6:45 with the live event from 7 to 8 p.m.